This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Yes, our sudden switch to online shopping during the last year has increased the number of cardboard boxes needed to ship our goods. But for London-based company DS Smith, the surge in volume from individual customers like you and me wasn't enough to offset the loss of corporate customers. The packaging manufacturer today said that despite record growth in the second half of the year, it booked a 38% drop in profit during its latest financial year. Still, Miles Roberts, DS Smith's chief executive, says things are looking up.
Our first quarter was down in volumes, but every other quarter was showing good positive growth. So looking into the current year, we started with even higher volumes, we gained market share, and we've also seen some very healthy improvements in the prices of our products as well. So we do expect to see a very significant improvement in profitability, really built on the support we've given our customers over the last 12 months.
So are you seeing corporate customers come back? Because obviously individual sales from people like you and me sort of helped in the first part of last year. Are you seeing corporate customers come back now?
Absolutely. Look, you know, we make packaging, we specialize in e-commerce and food and drink customers. We've seen consumers switching to buying e-commerce. And that's really drove our volumes. And that's in Europe and in the US. That switch to online shopping, the resilience of the fast-moving consumer goods sector really put us in a good stead. So whilst the group grew at over 8% in the second half, our US business was actually well ahead of that.
And today is day two of the shopping bonanza known as Amazon Prime Day. The company is your biggest customer. So how do you prepare for a global shopping event, particularly given that prices for your raw materials, paper, have become more expensive over the last several months?
Now, look, the whole retail space is a very vibrant space. And I have to say e-commerce generally is more vibrant than bricks and mortar. There are more events, more special days. You've got Singles Day, you've got Valentine's Day, you've got Christmas Day, there's so many events. And for us, we have to plan in advance for these events. We build stock so it can be called off immediately. The order delivery times can be extremely short. But I'll be honest with you, it's very challenging, but we like it.
Now, you talk about building stock of cardboard, but, you know, all the online shopping that we've all been doing over the last year or so has resulted in shortages of cardboard in many places. How big of a problem is that for you, even despite all of the efforts to recycle those used boxes?
It has caused the price of some of the raw material, which is the old fiber, to increase, because a lot of the fiber now is basically in people's garages, it's in people's backyards, rather than being in the retailer where we used to pick up directly from the retailer. So we're having to work with local authorities, with governments, and saying we need to improve the recyclability of product from the home, having different segregation of materials, paper and separate from tins, separate from glass. We need to be able to collect that more regularly because there has been some short-term supply difficulties. But we need to recycle more, because if we don't, then it ends up going to landfill. We need to work to bring it back, make new material from to provide in the packaging that consumers need for the future. So there's a challenge for all of us there. We're working hard to solve it, but I'll be honest, we have more work to do there, and we're well advanced with that.
Miles Roberts, the chief executive of DS Smith. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.